Hello?
Hello, I'm calling for Mark Sexton, please.
Hello, you're speaking to him. How can I help you?
Oh, hello there. Mark, my name's Alex. You sent an email yesterday at 2:21 into MI5, and that's where I'm calling from.
Oh, hello, Alex, and good morning. Thank you for calling me back.
No, that's quite all right. Is now an okay time to talk? Because I know I've called you out of the blue.
You call me with a mouthful of toast, but it's so important that that toast can wait. Yes. Thank you, Alex.
All right, no problem at all. I've got time, and when we get something like that, obviously we want to get to the bottom of it quickly. So do you want to just tell me what's on your mind, and I'll make sure I'm going to give you a note?
Alex, can I ask, are you a policeman or are you a civilian?
No, I'm a civilian. I'm an MI5 police officer. Sorry, MI5 officer, not the police officer.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I know this might sound a little bit far-fetched, but can I just read something to you? It'll take about 7 to 8 minutes.
You can take as long as you like.
Okay. Excuse the sniffing.
That's all right, you've got a cold.
No, it's just when I wake up in the morning, I don't know what it is, but I'm fighting fit. I'm really grateful that you've called me back. Okay, the Terrorism Act, I have the points to prove for terrorism, including domestic terrorism. If something is designed to intimidate the public for a political advancement or ideological cause, and that includes endangering a person's life or creating serious risk to the health or safety of the public or section of the public, and obviously this includes involvement in planning, assisting, collecting information and funding.
Yes.
So, the law, we are all equal in the eyes of the law, no man or woman, regardless of position, title or financial status, no business, public or private or corporation are above the law. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And where crimes are evidenced having been committed by any of the above, doesn't matter who they are, they have to be treated the same as you and I. And I think that's of paramount importance. So, there is evidence now to prove terrorism against the British public. And I'm just going to list a few things and I'm just going to ask you to bear with me.
Yeah, sure.
Number one, there was no pandemic. We are in possession of a number of freedom of information replies. There were no more cremations or burials in 2020. In fact, less in 2020 than in 2015 and 2019 in many boroughs, especially in Birmingham, where there was less cremations and burials in 2020 than the previous 5 years. How is that possible in a pandemic? The hospital admissions were low, the hospitals were empty, and the Nightingale hospitals were never used. Number two, the PCR tests that were being used are and were fraudulent. 40 to 45 cycles or amplifications were being used. Now, it's been proven that they are useless and only pick up dead nucleotide, anything over 35, which means nobody's infected. Now, lots of freedom of information replies and requests and videos in our possession prove they were a total waste of time, and there's also a court case in Lisbon in Portugal on the 11th of November 2020, where the judge agreed anything over 35 cycles is useless. We've got multiple pieces of evidence. Our government and the UK and NHS was using 40 to 45 cycles, which means the whole PCR testing system was fraud, and they knew. Number three, we now have a massive amount of evidence and proof that the elderly were murdered in the care homes using midazolam and morphine, do not resuscitate orders, and nil by mouth. We've got so much proof, it's horrific. Number four, the 24/7 campaign of psychological warfare by the government, NHS, the television, social media and advertising campaign, and using high-profile, world-renowned celebrities to make sure we did as we were told and they told us to do. Number five, safe, cheap and effective therapeutics, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, were deliberately withdrawn, to make way for emergency use authorisation of the vaccines. hydroxychloroquine, the trials for that were deliberately compromised, giving the recipients 10 to 12 times the dosage, killing dozens of them in the trials. That was to make way for the vaccines. We have that evidence, that proof. Number six, there has been a bait and switch. The approved vaccine that was rolled out via the MHRA is not the same vaccine that we've been given. We have proof of that. Number seven, the vaccines are causing harm, injury and death on a catastrophic scale, and it is a national emergency. The evidence has been seen by government ministers, and they knew in 2021, and they did nothing to stop it. I have that evidence. I have held those meetings with 16 world experts, and the information was ignored. The excess deaths are in the hundreds of thousands in the UK, and the injuries from the vaccines are actually in the millions. Everything is blamed on climate change, house farting, excuse my vulgarity, but it's the vaccine. Number eight, we now have an undeniable proof safe and effective was a complete lie. We now have four contracts. Those contracts are between four governments and Pfizer. They are unredacted. The contracts are from Albania, Brazil, South Africa and the European Commission. They are signed between November of 2020 and April of 2021. And they all say, the purchaser acknowledges that the long-term effects and efficacy of the vaccines are not currently known and that there may be adverse effects that are not currently known. That is in all of the contracts. So where on earth is safe and effective come from? And more to the point, 95% effective, where did that come from? Now of importance, we had a Freedom of Information request reply returned with a copy of the UK contract with Pfizer. And surprise, surprise, it was very heavily redacted. But we guarantee it will say the same in the UK contract. They didn't and don't know the efficacy. There is evidence also, and we have this evidence, Pfizer hid and altered their trial data that showed deaths and cancers were being caused in their trials. We have further evidence that's come to light with many experts who I'm in contact with that the ingredients and contaminants in the vaccines are huge and there are omissions in the safety data surrounding SV40 and cancer-causing issues. They don't know yet if this is deliberate or a mistake, but there are many mistakes. So for that very reason, the experts are saying this is possibly deliberate foul play. Number nine, it is now been proven, and it's been in the media, long COVID does not exist. So all that fear-mongering has turned out to be, yet again, untrue. Number 10. Evidence, we've got evidence the regulators put profits and favours to their funders before the people's safety. And this was recently brought up by 25 MPs who demanded an urgent investigation into the MHRA and June Rain. Number 11, informed consent. This is the single most important part. Informed consent was never given to any VAX recipients. In Montgomery versus Lanarkshire Health Board of 2015, the ruling of the court states that informed consent must be given regarding any benefits, harms or risks, and they must discuss alternatives. The alternatives, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, were deliberately withheld. And had the public been told that there were safe alternatives, they would have had that option. Likewise, were the public told that they were taking part in a three-year medical trial and experiment? No, they weren't. Were they told that there were long-term safety effects were not known? No, they weren't. The side effects, of which there are many? No, they weren't. There are over 1,000 listed adverse events in their own trial data. They weren't told that. Were they told that serious harm may occur? No. Were they told that death may occur, which is listed in these trial data documents? No, they weren't. Were they told that the mRNA vaccines had never been used on humans before and many of the animals in the trials had died? No, they weren't. The manufacturers have full legal indemnity if the vaccines injure or kill people. Nobody was told about that, and they don't get compensation. In all of any rulings and any decisions made, the reasonable person test applies. Had the public been told there was safe alternative treatment, and had they been told about all the dangers of the vaccine, do you believe they would have taken them? Because I don't. Number 12. There are thousands now experts from across the world who are silenced, struck off, ridiculed and cancelled because they dare to raise the alarm. How is it right there is only one point of view, no debate is allowed and no other professional opinion is permitted? Number 15. There is now strong evidence and serious concerns about the 5G infrastructure, the street lighting, the traffic lights, radars and the cameras. They are detrimental to health and the impact on health and safety studies have not been carried out. It's also come to light that a number of the companies who are installing this equipment are not identifiable or registered, and this is causing or will cause issues with regards to public indemnity insurances. Number 14. Anybody who speaks out is called anti-vax, tinfoil hat wearers, conspiracy theorists and crazy. Yet the evidence clearly points to a pre-planned, well-funded attack, not just in the UK but around the world, against the people. This is with the knowledge and forethought of government, civil servants, regulators and the media, and we can prove that. Publicly paid servants, civil servants and the police and security services are here to protect the public from harm, injury and death. The evidence is vast, it's credible, it's irrefutable. It's now time for the police and the security services to sit down with the experts and see this proof of terrorism firsthand and then arrest those responsible and most importantly take the vaccines out of circulation because that is a weapon deliberately being used against the people. Number 15. How does the anti-terrorism organisation and MI5 plan to deal with this information? Because it is a clear act of terrorism. Can I please suggest that you make a nationwide public announcement to alert the public once all the evidence has been seen and all UK-wide chief constables? It's also my recommendation that due to the size of this crime, all forces set up major incident rooms fully staffed with detectives, doctors, nurses and mental health professionals to deal with the many victims of these very serious and ongoing crimes. I also ask that the Anti-Terrorism and Security Agencies liaise immediately with the Special Crime and Counter-Terrorism Division in the Crown Prosecution Service to seek advice and guidance. This evidence can no longer be disputed because it's coming from multiple independent sources in many different countries around the world. I'm in contact with thousands of these experts. All are proving and showing these crimes are taking place. They were well planned and well thought out. We are ready to provide this evidence to you, to the security services and the police, and we are demanding an urgent roundtable meeting where a number of experts will attend and provide this evidence to you. I must add that the British public are fearful, they are worried, they feel hopeless, heavily in debt, they're worried for theirs and their children's future and are seeing their loved ones dying and suffering, never more so than since the rollout of the vaccines and the start of the pandemic. We are urging it is now time to stop this. Terrorism is clearly identified, no matter how they try to hide it, deny or ignore it. In law, it is a criminal offence to fund terrorism, either directly or indirectly. Paying money into a criminal organisation of any kind, this includes into the government, a corrupted criminal cartel, with outside influences from non-governmental organisations, corporations and foundations. We never voted for this, and we never approved of it. It's a criminal offence. In my opinion, based on the facts and the irrefutable evidence, and in law, we are all victims of terrorism. As a result of the criminal acts that's been perpetrated against us, with knowledge by the government, civil service, regulators and unelected corporations. I would suggest that we all get together, we have a look at this evidence, and we must remember it's not just our family and friends who are suffering, our neighbours, our colleagues, dying and hurt from these vaccines and this terrorism attack against us. It's yours and everybody else's too. Nobody's going to be spared. We ask that you and the police do your job. These criminals need to be arrested regardless of who they are or what title they have or how much money they have, and stop following unlawful orders by pretending this isn't happening and protecting the criminals, because anybody who protects these criminals is complicit in these crimes. Everything I've stated can be evidence. We have the evidence. The experts can prove and show, and we would urge you to sit down with us so this evidence can be given to you and identify the offenders. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mark. I've taken a really careful note of all of that. You won't be surprised to know that wasn't what I was expecting when I called. Quite often, call members of the public, it's very different. But I did get a note, I put it into the system, and I've done that. But your contact details are in there. You referred to our and we during it. The contact details you want on it, yours, that you put in your original email yesterday.
Yes, of course. What I'll say is, yeah, when I say we, it's because I'm working with a number of cancer experts, heart cardiologists. There's MPs involved now who I'm working with directly. There is some of the best people out there in the world who are raising the alarm, have got proof of patency. They've got so much information and evidence to show this was a pre-planned attack, and the weapon of choice is the vaccine and fear. So it's all there, we've got it, there's thousands, but there's a hardcore of about 15 or 20 UK-based who are anxious to sit down with the police and the security services, show them what they've got and prove these crimes are being committed. This is not frivolous or vexatious. This is not an attack on any individual or organisation to try and discredit or defame. This is proof that the men, women and children are being subjected to a terrorist attack by their own authorities, and it has to be stopped. Can you promise me that this will be followed up and not ignored? This is evidence. We can evidence this to you.
I can't promise any of that. I'm not in a position to do it, and I'd be lying if I did. But what I can say is that I've taken a careful note, and they will go into the system.
Okay, so I have recorded this, so if there's anything that you didn't catch, let me know, and I'll send you the recording, because it's vitally important that this is followed up and not ignored, because we can prove this criminality against the people of this country. That's against you too, not just me.
I understand, and I've got a good note. I have to go now, Mark, but thank you for your call.
Please can somebody get back to me either way. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.